Welcome to the Survival Prepper Show, where being labeled a crazy prepper is a badge of honor. Learn about disaster preparedness, survival, and get ready for whatever challenges might come your way. This is not your typical prepping podcast, and they won't be silenced by the censors. Here are your hosts, Duff and Dale.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. We got Jammer, Brandon, Beth, all in the chat already. We got like 30 some people watching too. Jump in the chat and say hello if you're out there. At any rate, got a sort of a fun show tonight. It's been a busy news week, hasn't it? I think you're muted.
Yep, I was muted.
but yeah, it's been a busy news week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Going all over the place.
Yeah, all the distractions and all the crap they have going on.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts. Yeah, and tonight we're going to talk about a lot of the different, because it's hard to tell what's a PSYOP anymore and what's not. What's propaganda, what's distraction, you know, what's real, and all of that stuff going on. So tonight we've got a whole bunch of different examples of that, I suppose, and it just so happens that that is the crap that's been in the news this week. So, and all of it, you know, you got almost none of it is the Biden Burisma bribe thing that should be talked about. It's all the other stuff. Well, that's making all the headlines.
That's all the distraction they want, right? They don't want to talk about the fact that Biden, you know, and his son, let's go with just $10 million. Right.
Yeah.
We know it's north of there by a lot, probably, but $10 million, right? That he was selling the office for. And yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then we got the Russian thing. And I suppose real quick before we get into all this, I don't want to talk too much about this, but that whole sub incident, I've seen some things, people talking about how that was a PSYOP to distract because that happened the very same day or pretty close to the whole Biden thing coming out, and they stretched it out. I heard people talking about how they knew from the very start. So they, yeah. It almost like they were told to stretch this out a little bit longer and make it into a story.
I don't think they had to get told to stretch it out. I think, you know, they went with the Navy didn't, I mean, the government didn't tell anybody that they knew that sub had been crushed. Right. And so, and they knew it was going to take days for any rescue efforts to get down there. And they had 4 days worth of oxygen, they kept telling us. So they knew they had 4 days worth of delays that they could do by playing that one.
Yeah. And it turns out they were toast right away. It's really hard to feel sorry for a bunch of rich dudes going down.
Dude, come on, man. It's like anybody, like what? So a rich guy gets hurt so that, you know, or gets killed so that it doesn't count, or a poor person gets hurt and killed. That's kind
of. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's really hard for me to feel, you know, like I think of like Dale Earnhardt. I'm not even a NASCAR fan, but a guy that there's a little bit more compassion for a guy that, you know, started from grounds from nothing and worked his way up and became a millionaire to a guy that was, and I don't know anything about these dudes, but somebody born into it that's never had to, you know, silver spoon in their mouth. I don't know.
I think that's kind of fucked up, man. I mean,
not saying that it doesn't matter. I just have a hard time having, you know, the same feelings about, you know, the different type of people. So, and when you choose to go up in a dick space spaceship or in a, you know, a dildo shaped tube down to look at the Titanic, you're kind of there, you know, you're kind of signing the form saying, hey, I'm taking my life into my own hands.
Well, there is a lot. I saw someone doing a report on the form that they signed, right? The liability waiver, but at the same time, man, I mean, you know, they all had families or were part of families and stuff, you know, so kids lost their fathers, wives, and, you know, I mean, like all this stuff. So, yeah, I feel bad for anybody that kind of shit happens to. You know,
I get it. But the PSYOP factor, do you think it actually was, or because I can see the other side of the story too, where it's they weren't 100% sure. So they didn't want to just call everything off right away.
They knew. We have those sensors that sit out off the Atlantic and Pacific oceans. They can tell that they're so sensitive that they can tell you exactly, because they've mapped all the propellers on the different submarines and ships and all that stuff. So they can tell you just by the sound in the water from like the, you know, that the propeller makes, what ship is what sub is what. They knew when that thing crushed, they knew it. They just didn't want to put it out there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, I mean, right. Never let a good crisis go to waste. So, hey, here's a good crisis. It'll distract us from everything that's going on. And hey, don't try to go 14,000 feet in a composite submarine, man. I don't think it's going to do well for you.
Yeah. And with all the seemingly all the government agencies working in tandem, you know, for each other, you know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. Yeah. Hey, one other thing before we get into this other stuff, you know, that Zuckerberg Musk fight thing.
Oh, I hope they do that thing in Vegas, bro. That'd be awesome.
My thing on this whole thing is like, it's okay. It's two rich dudes. Like, talk about distraction. Two rich dudes us people down here, us nobodies down here. It's like gladiators, I guess. You just look for that entertainment factor. And I'm like, man, this is just it to me. It's a little bit ridiculous, but at the same time,
you wouldn't watch that thing if
I'd
pay pay-per-view to watch that thing. Hopefully Musk goes out and trains up for about 3 or 4 months with some really good high-end training. Because, dude, he has like 60 pounds on little Zuckerberg there, right? Kind of like little Marco. Like, dude, all Musk has to do is get him down and lay on that dude for a while. He'll be done.
Yeah, but Zuckerberg's been training, so.
Yeah.
Who knows, though? Could be like NFL hype videos. Just.
Hey, man, have you ever watched Nerds Fight?
Not to my recollection. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm sure I've seen it.
Zucker could be trained. At the end of the day, he's still a fucking nerd.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, so let's actually get into the actual stuff this week. We got a couple. I'll let you choose which one you want to start with. Do you want to start with the Patriot Front, or you want to start with a Russian coup?
They're both so good. Let's start with the Russian coup stuff, man.
Okay. This one, I just want to get your thoughts because it was interesting, but now it's sort of hard to follow. And it's one of those things as Americans and the story we're getting, who knows what the truth is, who knows what they're giving us to reinforce a narrative or whatever. So what do you know as far as how this all went down? What I had heard was that he had basically bombed the Wagner Group or killed a bunch of dudes, and then they got pissed off and went to the capital of some city, and now it's all squashed.
So that's what he put out. That's what Prigozhin, the guy who runs the Wagner Group, put out, was that he said, the Russian army or air force bombed and killed like 2,000 of our guys. Let's all go attack them. I haven't seen any. And dude, I scour Twitter 3 or 4 times a day. I haven't seen anything that showed any sort of like, here's the 2,000 guys that got killed. Haven't seen any of that. So I don't know whether he, the one that's going around the most that I tend to side with, because it's what we do, is that the CIA was buying him off to get him to try to do something. And I think when he went to the first city, Rosnodon or whatever it's called there, he met with like the senior Russian military leaders. So he was armed and all his guys were armed. They weren't armed. And I'm kind of thinking that maybe he was trying to hope, or maybe the CIA, like, hey, everybody will rise up with you, and then, you know, you'll get this coup going, and all the population of Russia will rise up with you against Putin. And I think somewhere on his road to Moscow, he realized that that wasn't exactly what was happening. Plus, the Chechens showed up at the town that he had just most left, you know, him and all his guys took off from to go head to Moscow. So the Chechens showed up there with all their armor and their tanks. So, you know, he had Russian military, you know, working on getting its act together in front of him. He had Chechen military to his rear. I don't think it was a good position. I mean, it's not like they couldn't have done a lot. And those Wagner guys have been fighting a bunch in Ukraine. So they're pretty battle hardened and experienced. But I think at the end of the day, the guy, and you don't know, I mean, maybe it was CIA, maybe it was something him and Putin concocted.
Yeah.
Right. To, you know, I think the thing that I took away is it was, you know, everybody talks, the mainstream media wants everybody to believe that, you know, Ukraine still is able to is going to somehow win this war. Their spring offensive hasn't, the summer offensive hasn't amounted to much. And you have 25, I've heard numbers of 25 to 50,000 of Wagner guys. So let's say 25,000. You have a couple divisions worth of dudes pack up and take all their shit and leave to go attack Russia. And did the Ukrainians make a bunch of gains and like, oh yeah, look at all the land we caught back? No, yeah. Didn't hear anything about that because Ukrainians are out there press ganging. In other words, they're scooping guys up off the street. I've heard as low as 15. I've seen stories of that 18 to 60. If you're 18 to 60, maybe 15 to 60, you're getting scooped up and thrown in the Ukrainian military. So that, to me, that's one of the big things about this. Now, what happens with Prigozhin and all this stuff, I don't know, but it was interesting to watch all the people think that, you know, Putin didn't become the leader of Russia because he's an idiot, right? This is the guy that went to the top of their KGB. You know, this is the guy that controls a ton of shit. So, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You know, he's 100 kilometers or 200 kilometers outside of Moscow. I'm like, all right, yeah, we're going to head back and go fight again. See you guys.
That's what makes me wonder about this whole thing and some of the videos and stuff I've seen. And this is like a cautionary tale for all, whether you're talking about mainstream media, Twitter, whatever. It's so hard to figure out what the real story is, especially when it's, you know, over in another country. But none of this really adds up to me. You got these guys rolling through the streets and people are like hanging on the tanks and taking pictures with them and all that stuff. So it's like, whose side are they on? You got Putin that's just going to let a dude go that just pulled that crap. Now, maybe the guy disappears in the next week or so. I mean, but it just seems odd to me that Putin just would. It almost makes him look weak if that's the case. Now, if it's not, if it's like what you were talking about, maybe it sort of makes him look like a genius and he's okay with that.
Well, Jammer just said he's going to Belarus. And so, you know, that is sitting on the Ukrainian front that they can go ahead and attack Kyiv through there. So
makes sense.
Who knows, man? There's all kinds of things. What I do know is the U.S. government has done this type of shit repeatedly, right? Like Noriega was an ally, right? Like we've done this repeatedly throughout the world. Like, oh, you're our best buddy here. We'll give you all this money. We'll support you. And the next thing you know, they turn on us or whatever. The plans go to shit. So
And they are mercenaries. it'll be interesting, but I know the mainstream media probably lapped it up. And honestly, when it first started, I didn't hear much. And I was looking through all the news channels, more news than I've watched in months, but I didn't hear much about it.
You know, something that I think that a good thing that came out of this is, whenever anybody goes out there, all these fucksticks that keep going out there and saying, oh, January 6th was an insurrection. It was a coup. No, that was a coup, what happened in Russia. Like, this is what a coup looks like.
In a
country the size of ours, that's what a coup looks like. Yeah. Not a bunch of fucking LARPers and buffalo helmets showing up, goaded on by the FBI and all the other people to go in and do a bunch of shit at Congress and getting let in and tours by a bunch of, congressional security officers and stuff like that. That wasn't a coup. That wasn't an insurrection. The shit that was about ready to happen in Russia, that was what a coup and insurrection looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. The beginning stages of it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. So, you sent me this video today of the Patriot Front. And I don't know if this is like the Proud Boys against the Patriot Front or whoever, but it's a hilarious video on two fronts. One being, let me put this on this screen. One being the fact that, you know, if they're feds, then they deserve what they're getting. And if they're Nazis, they still deserve what they're getting. If they're feds acting like Nazis or if they're Nazis, same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So these guys, I don't know who it is. It's another bunch of patriots or whatever, but they are going after. And let me put this on, see if I can put this on full screen. And there's more cussing in this video than you'll get from Brian Duff. So just so everyone knows. But let me put this on full screen and play a little bit of this.
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out!
Go! You too.
Hey, hold on. Go.
Get the fuck out.
Go.
Go. Go. Go. Be gone, bitch.
Be gone.
I think you should show the whole thing, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna. I'm trying to put it on the side here. There we go. They end up beating the crap out of him, right?
Yeah.
Go.
Go! The fuck out of here, dude.
We're not here.
Get the fuck out of here!
And the guys wearing the masks, that's the Patriot front guys. The guys in the tan pants and the dark shirts with the masks and the hats on, those are Patriot front guys.
Yeah, the guys trying to hide. They don't like their faces to be seen.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to show up when you're going to be a future FBI agent.
Yeah.
Hey, go to full screen.
Fuck yeah, dog!
Fuck yeah, dog! Get the fuck out!
And they're gonna start pulling their masks off here in a bit. See the one guy walk around with his mask off right there?
Oh yeah.
Yep. And they pull another guy's mask off, and this other guy's mask who they get off, someone identifies him as a dude on Facebook who there he goes, this guy here. They found this guy on Facebook, and on Facebook he says he plans on going to work for the federal government, the FBI, after he gets out of college.
So that's freaking hilarious. And I, you know, honestly, I don't know, are they feds or are they not feds? I mean, I think it,
you know, when it comes, there's a lot of people that say that the Patriot Front's real and stuff like that. Hey, even if it is, we know that like the number two of the Proud Boys was a federal, he was an FBI confidential informant. They know that 20 or 30, 40 people in the Proud Boys, in the senior ranks, were FBI informants or FBI agents in some form or fashion. These guys, the Patriot Front dudes, always seem to show up whenever the government or the mainstream media wants to be able to associate Nazis with people on conservatives and people on the right, freedom loving people. All of a sudden the Patriot Front shows up. So it looks to me like these guys were going to show up and try to like, oh yeah, we're all here together. Right. And then these guys are like, no, like this is where the Ray Epps shit should have gone.
Yeah.
Remember when they were yelling Fed, Fed, Fed at Ray Epps? This is where that should have gone. And I think you're going to see more of this. These guys show up all, you know, lean, you know, athletic, looking like young little agents wearing their stuff. Like somehow, if you look at these guys, they look like a lot of the Antifa people. Supposedly, this stuff's happening on the Antifa side, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird that the government would be trying to agitate both sides. Why would they do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Denise is in the chat. What's going on, Denise?
Yeah. I haven't seen Denise in a while.
Yeah. This one right here, kind of what you were talking about, this is actually pretty funny. This is Kinzinger, however you say his freaking name. These people, all blue checks, are celebrating a seemingly MAGA assault on federal officers. So what it sounds like right here is that he knows these guys are federal officers.
Well, the only people he didn't know what they were doing, by the way, his little statement on Twitter there is written, whether those were actual MAGA people or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seemingly MAGA assault on federal officers. Yeah. Right. I mean, and hey, who would know better than a former, congressperson that, you know, Republican that somehow he says he's conservative, but yet he's a CNN commentator now.
Yeah.
CNN talking head. Huh, weird.
Yeah.
Commie guy. I don't know.
It's funny in the comments down here. I don't know if I can find it, but somebody was talking about how it was the Patriot Front against Oath Keepers or whatever. And somebody in the comments said fed on fed crime. That was pretty funny. But yeah, I agree with you. I think you're 100% right. It's this manufactured, they've got to label everyone on the right as MAGA, as racist, as, you know, Nazis and all that stuff. So it's that psyop that create this little group to go out and cause these problems. It's like that U-Haul truck that crashed in next to the Capitol or whatever. And there was just a a Confederate flag or whatever, a Nazi flag, just laying perfectly on the ground.
Yeah. You know,
great, sitting right there for a photo op. I mean,
well, did you look at the one guy, the second guy that got his mask pulled off? He's running around with his hand, like trying to hide his face from everybody. Like, you know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't blame you if you're trying to go protest these days that you're wearing a mask. But at the same time, it's like these guys have been masked up from the get go. Right. And so I think they're 100% full of shit. Dude. Like,
you know, that's their whole thing is the secrecy. Yeah. Is we're not nonviolent. We've got our little shields. We don't show you our faces. We just pop up out of U-Haul trucks wherever. Yeah. Yeah. It quacks like a duck. So in my opinion, it's a freaking duck. So, what do we got next? I was going to get into this last week, but we didn't have time. We had so many other things we were talking about, but the whole Hunter Biden thing this week, even just all the Bidens, basically that whole crime family and everything that's going on with that. I cannot believe that dude, and I don't have a link to anything with this, but that dude walked on some gun charges and crap that the average citizen gets 5-6 years for. It's the Department of Justice's sort of, they broke narrative by doing this for Hunter Biden. And I'm not saying I'm surprised, because this is exactly what I thought would happen. But this is like a glaring example of, if you're in the right circles, if you know the right people, doesn't matter. I forget what the gun charge was. It was the possession of a firearm while smoking his crack and doing all that crap, right?
There was a couple, like brandishing or something like that. But it was the big one they're getting him on is that he lied on the federal firearms form when he purchased the firearm, right? Because they got all the videos of that dude smoking crack and everything, right? And this is what they're trying to say, because like they've come out and said, you know, there's been some people that said, well, look, you wouldn't have done this for this this person or that person. And the left's right trying to say, well, those people are like, they got drug problems. Yeah, so did Hunter Biden, right? You know, I mean, dude, the IRS thing, go talk to all the people that have been locked up in jail for their IRS violations. You know, it's all bullshit. Same old shit. Like
Jammer was saying in the chat, there's a rapper that got 3 years for the same gun charges. And then Beth said he hasn't walked yet. The judge could still reject the plea deal.
Yes,
that's true. That is true. And I don't think this is the end of all of this stuff anyway, because you've got I'll play this clip of Jean-Pierre babbling her way through this press conference. The reason I like this so much is because it's actually the media doing their job. And I haven't seen this since Trump was president. but she basically, I don't know if I'll play this whole thing or not, but she's the same sort of, I'm not answering that.
It's a repeat of her first response. She just keeps repeating herself.
Yeah. But they're not letting down, which is fantastic. Yeah. Let me play this real quick.
And secondly, the president invited his son Hunter to the state dinner last night. I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking and decision-making of why the president decided to invite
him. I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion. As you know, Hunter is his son. I'm just not going to get into it.
Let me ask you this. If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors 2 days earlier?
Well, a couple of things. Again, that's his son. He's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House. We could look at past presidents. I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon. As it relates to anything related to Hunter, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Okay. Can I follow up on that?
Okay. No, I just called in somebody. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Kirby wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? I mean, not a reasonable question to ask, but the President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of a coercive conversation for business dealing by a son. Is that something, if he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us.
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House counsel has answered.
She just goes on babbling about that crap. I do have, I thought I had, I have it somewhere, just not pulled up, but where Kirby was being asked about that whole, where Hunter Biden was basically he was basically like being forceful to this Chinese diplomat or whatever he was, saying, hey, man, we need our shit now. And we know how it looks like mob tactics is what it sounded like.
That's the WhatsApp message where he's sitting next to, old Joe. Oh, I don't know anything about my son's business dealings. And he's sitting on the couch with him as he's shaking people down.
Yeah. Yeah. In the message, he says, my dad's sitting right here. And basically something like, we can make your life hard. It's like, Jesus Christ, how is this dude? I mean, this has got to be in my lifetime. And I've seen some corrupt shit. I mean, that's what politicians do, but how much can this dude get away with before it finally, they just say, okay, now, I mean, it looks like maybe the media is starting to,
fucking meat, dude. You keep acting like there's rat, like this is like, oh, I wonder when they're going to get involved. They're going to get involved whenever the handlers that run the entire fucking world in the country tell them to get involved. Like, Joe Biden isn't doing anything anything different than all the rest of these fucksticks do. Nancy Pelosi just got up and was talking on Jen Psaki's show earlier today that, oh yeah, we got to get, things are so corrupt. We got to stop this corruption and all this bullshit, right? Yeah, this is what they all do, and it's Joe Biden's the guy that they want. It looks like they're gonna because they want Joe Biden gone at some point, right? They got to make room for Michelle Obama or for the shithead out here in California, Gavin Newsom, right? So at some point, when they decide that Biden doesn't serve any use anymore, well, then they can hang all their dirty laundry around that dude's neck, and when they get done, like, yeah, everybody else is clean. Like, no, this is all Joe Biden shit, right? Do you think any of those people in the press would be asking questions? I mean, how many of them asked about the fucking Hunter Biden laptop when that thing came out? None of them.
Yeah.
They called them conspiracy theorists if anybody did. They got the marching orders. Hey, ask about this.
Yeah. It's almost like the gates were open and they're like, all right, we can finally ask about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I don't know that anything, even with all the stuff, even as clear as it is, anything will ever happen, because there's this. It's not like Joe Biden is the only one that does things like this. Every single one of those pieces of crap up there do stuff like this. So there's so many names tied to all of this stuff that if you go after one, that's why they've got to be careful how they play this game. Because if you go after one, then all of a sudden, it's like Jenga kind of. You pull the wrong piece of wood out, the whole thing's coming down, because everybody is guilty of this crap. He's just an idiot the way he was doing stuff. And he was,
they're all morally compromised. Look at Karine, whatever the fuck her name is, Jean-Pierre up there, right? Dude, she comes out and just straight up fucking lies.
Yeah.
Every time she gets on that podium, that little cunt fucking lies. It's all the fuck that she does. And like, everybody like, oh, well, okay. Like, why aren't they grilling her on? Like, they keep asking on this one, they ask about Joe Biden, but why aren't they saying, why the fuck are you lying to us?
Yeah.
But all these cocksuckers, when the next time they have the Washington Correspondents' Dinner, they'll all show up there and take selfies and do all the shit with all these fucks, rather than saying, hey, no, we're not showing up because you're a bunch of dirtbags. Nah, they're all part of the game. Everyone in that fucking room is part of the game.
Yeah.
Probably the only one is that one African dude that they hate, that sits in the back and yells out questions at them that they'll never talk to. Yeah. And he starts talking shit to him. That's probably the only one in there that ever asks a question that's worth a shit. Even Fox, like, they're like, oh yeah, what a Busey, whatever that fucking dude's name is. They're like, oh yeah, he asked some hard questions. Dude, that guy's all part of the fucking deal. His dad's bought and paid for. You don't think that fuckstick's bought and paid for too? They're all part of the problem.
Yeah. I can see that the whole little, she probably got her card of people she's going to call on and all this. And we got Ducey, who's going to be the devil's advocate. He's going to ask some crazy questions and make it seem like this is, fair and balanced and all that. And then we're going to take 9 other questions from the rest of them. And hopefully we can keep talking to the point where the African dude isn't loud enough to chime in. Yeah, it's the same thing every damn time.
This is the watching the White House, like their press briefings, is like what it was like looking at Russia, at the Soviet Union having press briefings. That was it, TASS or whatever their press was back in the 70s. It's like that. Like they don't even have a foot in reality.
Yeah. I tell you what, it should be. I know that politicians can talk shit about each other and all of that. But it should be and I know this is never going to happen because they're the one that make the they're the ones that make the rules, but it should be illegal to straight out lie to the American public to do the things that they do. I get lying about your opponent, you know, doing all that crap, but it really should be illegal to be straight up full of complete crap.
Oh, Congress people, you know, Congress people, they are protected from whatever they say on the floor of the Congress.
Yeah.
That's why you can't get at it like Adam, not that they would ever go. I mean, yeah, they censored Adam Schiff, dude, like the demo, you know, for running his mouth. But the Democrats are all hailing him as a hero and all this bullshit, you know? So, yeah.
Well, it's like the Biden impeachment. What? So what? Same thing as a Trump impeachment. So what? So what does it mean? It's just a big waste of time, big waste of money, a big way for them to appeal to their bases, one side or the other, to get their popularity up. But otherwise, it really doesn't freaking matter one bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's dude belongs in jail. At the very least, Hunter Biden belongs in jail for, you know, 2-3 years, like Jaron was talking about with that rapper. The same thing that the average citizen gets for the exact same crime, especially the administration that is so heavy-handed about gun control and gun laws and things like that, right? You know,
they're losing their mind right now because their gun control shit, all their laws they've put in are blowing up in their face right now. They got some big rulings that are getting ready to come out here over the next 6 months or a year, if that long, on some of them. That's going to shoot all their shit. Like California, I think you're going to see assault weapons ban go away, the magazine ban go away, all this stuff. You know, I mean, I think it's cute that you keep saying that, you know, oh, they should be subject to the same laws that we are. Dude, they don't give two fucks. It's a banana republic. We're a 338 or 336 million person fucking banana republic.
Yeah. I don't think it should be the same laws because that'll never happen. But it should be a crime
to
mislead the American public intentionally.
I mean, we have the Constitution, right? They don't like it, but we have the Constitution. Follow the fucking Constitution. I mean, you know, I don't even know if it's a two-tier system, probably a 3- or 4-tiered system of justice in this country. You know, and you know, like you've said, if you did half the shit or a quarter of the shit that fucking Hunter does, you'd be locked up. Just like Kodak Black. That's the dumbest fucking name I've ever heard. Kodak Black. Like, I guess all the cool rapper names have already gone. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, Kodak and Black. Like, I mean, do people even know what fucking Kodak was anymore?
Maybe he's from Canada or Alaska or something. I don't know. Oh, that's Kodiak, isn't it?
Kodiak, yeah.
Hey,
maybe got a Denver education too.
is On Squared or Ice On Squared, however you pronounce that name, said in the chat, it's illegal for us to lie to the government, just not the other way around.
Yeah.
We can't do that shit, but they can just completely spin a narrative and completely mislead everybody and get people to vote one direction or the other. So much so,
like, we can talk about how Congress can lie, you know, on the floor of Congress, or they're able to lie, but they do it off. But look, it even gets worse, right? How much videotape and evidence to exonerate the January 6th people that were in there getting fucking tours of Congress did the Attorney General and all those fucksticks from the Department of Justice hide? Did they not turn over? Right. I mean, you look at Buffalo Head Boy. That guy got out as soon as Hunter Tucker Carlson showed his videos. Next day, you know, like within that week, he's like, oh, yeah, you guys held exculpatory evidence. That's against the fucking law. Have any of those dudes been tried? Are those dudes getting fucking ass raped in jail right now? No, they're just keep going on doing what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, Epstein's black book. How many of we don't even know those fuckers' names. I mean, all you have to do is pull up the society column, look at everybody in Congress and the Senate, and then pull up the society column and look at all the heads of talk in the mainstream media. And, you know, like Larry Fink and the guys at BlackRock, and you probably have a good idea of who the fucking client list is. But are they prosecuting any of them? We talk about it all the time. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah. And I do have, it's funny you brought that up, because I do have a clip towards the after this segment that we're going to talk about with Epstein and all that. Why I think it is that we'll never see it. And it sort of goes into the same thing that I was talking about with there's too many fingers pointing in too many different directions to even pull that little Jenga piece of wood out, because it just too much would happen. Same thing with Hillary Clinton, because, you know, there was a whole bunch would have pointed directly at Obama with that whole situation right there. So that was never going to happen. But you did show me this, and I wanted to get have you expand on it a little bit. But this was the president has hired a criminal defense lawyer after huddling with Hunter and his lawyers all weekend at Camp David. Do you think this is like trying to get it? Something is going to happen further with Hunter Biden. Do you think maybe this is he's trying to cover his bases to make sure he doesn't get implicated in anything? Or what do you think is going on with this? And we really don't know, but just your opinion.
All the above. All the above.
Yeah. 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 For it to be public, I suppose it's not a surprise that he'd hire a lawyer or anything, but I just time and time again, it goes back to the Hillary thing. Time and time again, I get my hopes up that somebody's actually going to be, held responsible for some shit. And Brandon put in the chat earlier about something about Trump too. If it's him, it's him too. I don't care any of them. But time and time again, it just, the big difference between even Biden and Hunter Biden is the white collar crime and the gun crime. Those are two totally separate things to me. The gun crime, if you're going to walk the walk, you need to talk the talk with this crap. So, but at any rate, with this whole lawyer thing, I don't see it going anywhere, because like you were talking about with January 6th, you got the prosecution that withheld evidence and did whatever they want. And then you got the defense that really didn't do anything to help these guys. So it's almost like they were, half-assing it or whatever. So it's going to be the same type of situation with this. Who's going to be the prosecution in this? Is it going to be somebody that didn't get approved to be the defense, so they just went over to be the prosecution? I mean, it's never going to be fair.
Who's going to be the prosecution? How about this? Somebody from the federal fucking government. Do you trust anybody from the federal fucking government? No. Like, dude, and we've talked about on the show when I was doing working with Diplomatic Security Service. The day typically what happens is whenever you have a new leader from the president on down at the bottom, and you used to see this in the military in barracks and in company headquarters and battalion headquarters, and it was the same way in the military. At somewhere in a prominent location, they had a picture of the president and everybody below the president, right down to your department head. Right. So that was the chain of command. The day after Trump was elected, the Diplomatic Security Headquarters, which is a law enforcement agency, which you would think would be somewhat conservative, took down all those photos and didn't bother putting them up when the Trump administration came in. They should have put all the Trump administration, took them all down. Didn't put anybody up. I guarantee you now that Biden's up, I bet they got those fucking pictures back up.
Yeah.
So the entire federal government's compromised. I mean, look at the FBI. Right. That's a law enforcement agency. And I use law enforcement because that should be typically those law enforcement's typically more conservative. Dude, when I was overseas, I had five agents that were working in the office that I was in, the security office that I was in. Not one of those diplomatic security agents, every one of them voted for Obama. Not one voted Republican or conservative. That's same with when you run into mostly fucksticks from the FBI. Our system's broke. Like, so. Oh yeah, we're gonna have a prosecutor go after him. What prosecutor? One of the ones that like let him skate on their IRS shit?
Yeah.
Which one? They're all, it's part of the system. I was talking with a buddy the other day, and he's like, someone needs to get in there and just like fire all the heads from these agencies. The problem is it's all these people that are doing the hiring. And this goes all the way down. I mean, you have to go down to some of your lowest level agents. And non-manager level agents to find anybody that who might get on board with your shit. I knew one agent that was a senior agent. He was in charge of security for all of Afghanistan. That was pro Trump. And he bitched about the election the day after the day after Trump lost the election. So November, whatever the fuck, dude, they kicked that guy out of the country. They sent that dude home. He was an SES. This dude's a general level guy making hundred and whatever fucking $1,000 a year. They sent him back to Washington, D.C. and didn't give him an assignment and made him sit there until he retired.
Yeah.
It's because he was conservative. This is what you got going on. This is what the federal government. So the hope that you're going to get a prosecutor that really goes after it. I mean, hey, they had a prosecutor that went after Epstein, didn't turn over his black book. They had a prosecutor that went after Epstein the first time that gave him a sweetheart fucking deal.
Yeah.
Over dudes fucking little kids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll hook you up. That's our federal government.
I think it's a microcosm of society these days, where it is the same type of situation everywhere you look, where I don't know if I want to call it virtue signaling or not, but the ends justifies the means. So if it forwards or it advances somebody's perspectives or whatever, then it's okay. It's justified. Whereas if it's the other side, we need to prosecute and figure out, you know, whatever we can to make sure we can get the maximum sentence and all that. And it's the way, it's almost like people that think like us are like on the outside and the rest of the world kind of looks, I'm sure they look at us like we are the ones that are batshit crazy, that, you know, that we aren't joining in, that we haven't, you know, drank the Kool-Aid or whatever. But I don't know.
They've purged the system, right? You can't rise above. You won't get promoted very high, you know, in most of the stuff if you don't follow the narrative. Look at the military. How many people did the military boot out for not getting the vaccine?
Yeah.
Right? Right? Like, how many people did they boot out? It's a purge of the system. You know, they're teaching, you know, we were literally sitting on, you know, closest to World War III than we've ever fucking been in our lifetimes right now with some of the shit that's going on overseas. And they're worried about, hey, you know, can men get pregnant? Like, no, men can have babies, right? They're teaching woke ideology, all the bullshit in the military. We're not worried about fighting a war. The war they're fighting is against us. That's who they're worried about, is us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not worried about any of this stuff. And that is all federal government.
It seems like the pieces are getting put into place for when they decide to pull the trigger.
The shitheads have been doing great with their agenda, getting their agenda pushed for 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. They're getting all the pieces put in place.
Yeah.
Right. So much so that you literally have a segment of the population, a significant segment of the population, who walks around and tells you that there are more than two genders and they have no fucking idea what a woman is.
Yeah.
And they're serious about, like, they literally believe this shit.
Jammer had posted a video the other day, and I was going to put it on the show today, and I spaced it out. It was a redacted video. Jammer, if you're still in there, he was talking about a guy that you were talking about last week. And I watched this video, and he was talking about how it's sort of the same thing you were just saying right there, where you create the bad guy, you demonize that bad guy, and you build up this support for demonizing that bad guy. Then you start calling your opponents supporters of that bad guy, that bad name and all that stuff. And then that creates that system, sort of the MAGA, whatever crap. Same type of situation. You say that over and over again, and you demonize people, and you get people used to hearing that and saying that. Then they just start pointing their fingers. If you don't agree with what I say, or you don't spout the right words, you must be MAGA. You must be one of those people. So, it's the way they do it.
Think about the word terrorist, right? Back in the day, 20, 30 years ago, the word terrorist was associated with a dirty fucking hodge, right? Yeah. That's what it was. It was a fucking crazy Muslim extremist that wanted to blow some shit up. And not all Muslims are bad. There's a lot of really good motherfuckers, right? A lot of people that in the Middle East that don't ever get a word of what's actually, you know, like when I would be standing around hanging out with guys, they'd ask me about Christianity. Hey man, can you give me the real fucking deal on this thing? Trying to figure out, because they know they're getting fed bullshit. But then what happens? Oh, well, we got domestic terrorism now. And now it's like, oh yeah, you're a fucking, you know, you're a conservative. I wouldn't even say, it used to be like if you were a white dude. Now it's if you are anti fucking establishment, if you're conservative, if you're pro freedom, you're a fucking terrorist. Remember, you had Obama sign in the National Defense Authorization Act that the federal government can declare anybody a terrorist. And when they do, they can use the weight of the federal government in the military, everybody, against that person. And you don't even know you're being called a terrorist, right? Secret courts. Remember how fucking the country, the home of the home of the free, the land of the brave and all this bullshit, or home of the brave, land of the free and all this, right? Yeah, we have fucking secret courts that you don't even know if they're declaring us terrorists, which we probably should assume that they are. So that means they're able to fucking monitor all of our shit even more than they do, right? Answer me this. If the CIA is not supposed to be used on U.S. soil, why the fuck do they have field offices all throughout the country?
Yeah.
Here in the United States, because they're being used on U.S. soil, right? Go look up the military unit called the Activity. Most clandestine military unit in the United States government. That's all I know for a fact, because I know people have worked there. That's all over the fucking U.S. that they're using that and targeting people.
Yeah. But you'd never know, because it's all off the books, black book and all that stuff.
Well, because you don't get entitled to know who the terrorists are.
Yeah.
Because that's who they're considering us the bad guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, and what did we all do? It's the wildest thing. We all got in line. I don't know about everybody. Oh, yeah. Patriot Act. That's probably a good thing. We're going to use it to capture overseas bad guys looking to do us harm. You know, isn't it weird? You go back to 9/11. I'm not a 9/11 conspiracy guy. Maybe Building 7. Yeah, you might have a problem there. Right. But for the most part. Right. But then you go back. Oh, yeah. Some of those dudes were tied into the CIA.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that CIA had them fly into the towers, but I'm not saying that they didn't. Do we trust our government not to do anything? Hey, let me ask you. Here's a multiple choice for you. The United States government policy on the use of nuclear weapons no first strike clause in our policy, or B, no, we're going to retain the right to fucking to launch nuclear missiles when we want.
Well, it's got
to
be B.
100% yeah. B. Like, what the fuck? This is our country. I was talking to a buddy earlier, right? Texting with a buddy. And if you play Dungeons and Dragons, you know that they have people that are good, lawful good, chaotic good, neutral good, people that are just neutral, like, I do whatever. And then people that are fucking all sorts of evil. Our country is like a Dungeons and Dragons party that runs around telling everybody they're good, but they're evil as fuck. We keep trying to say we're the knights in shining armor, right? I mean, look at this shit with Prigozhin. I'm pretty sure I would be willing to bet that was a CIA deal that they got him to fucking pop smoke, right? But then Noriega from Panama. Like, I mean, go down the list of all the fucking dictators we've empowered who have turned and been a royal pain in our ass because we're trying to nation build. We're trying to pull all this bullshit.
Yeah. And the CIA, it's almost the greater good type mentality where they do all sorts of shady crap because, you know, the normal person wouldn't understand why we're doing what we're doing because we're doing it for, you know, to save the country or whatever and all that, you know, the justification that they use for a lot of these things. But you have seen throughout history a lot of different operations and them do the same types of things that you're talking about. Again, with the whole 9/11 thing, I don't know. You know that they were had ties with the dudes, or a couple of the dudes that flew into the towers. Does that mean that they told the dudes to fly into the towers? No. But, you know, what sort of operation was going on behind the scenes? What sort of, could it have, I guess,
my I mean, point think is, about
could,
this,
could
dude.
They have stopped it? Could they have known about it beforehand? All of that stuff.
Our fucking country, our leadership of our country had no problem getting 5,000 or so people, soldiers, killed in Iraq. 3,000 people died on 9/11. So if it's, do you think like if we're willing to send our fucking dudes over and women overseas to get fucking killed and get 5,000 fucking killed, 3,000 in the States? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, again, I'm not a 9/11 conspiracy person, but it's harder and harder to make the case to say that like they would have said anything different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing after another with these fucksticks. Look at the Gretchen Whitmer thing, right? Like over half the people involved in that, the majority of people involved in the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping fiasco were federal agents. They should know fucking better. But they're out there doing this. Those are fellow Americans, right? That's the D.C. Beltway. You know, I've talked to people like, fuck Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's all these fucks do. And they feel justified. Look at look at it over and over. We know for a fact that there were tons of federal agents. And when I say tons, probably 100 or more involved in January 6th. There's a video running around of what sure looks like a guy who was probably one of the agents breaking out a window.
Yeah, right? I've seen that.
Not charged. Ray Epps isn't charged. Why? Tied into the federal government in one form or fucking fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that leads to this Joe Rogan. I can't remember what this chick's name, but Joe Whitney Rogan Cummings was talking with this lady. You might know who it is, but they were talking about how why the whole Epstein thing. I'll just play this instead of trying to explain it, and then we can elaborate on it. Let's see if I can put this on full screen here.
Epstein money?
Did he?
Yeah, they
did.
Well,
he donate?
In the science, yeah.
Well, he definitely donated some money to science.
Yeah.
You know, but I had a conversation with a scientist who didn't buy into that Epstein stuff and wouldn't go to the meetings and stuff like that. And he said he was really shocked at how little money he actually donated.
Interesting.
Yeah, he goes, it wasn't that much money. He goes, it was really like he was more than that. He was bringing them to parties. Like it was an intelligence operation. Whoever was running it, whether it was the Mossad or whether it was the CIA or whether it was a combination of both, mm-hmm. it was an intelligence operation. They were bringing in people and compromising them. And then when they would compromise them, they would use, you know, whatever they had on them to influence their opinions and the way they expressed those opinions. And I don't know.
So I thought that was interesting because, let me turn this off. I've heard this from a few different people about the CIA being involved in, like, Jeffrey Epstein being used by the CIA to do what he did, which explains a whole lot when you were talking about that black book and all that, why none of those names are going to come out, because this was all part of a huge operation, whether it's to get dirt on people. Another one that we didn't really even talk about was Bohemian Grove and things like that. Where they use those types of events and types of gatherings to either get dirt on somebody, to blackmail people.
Hey, so, you know, when you talk about that, the something to know. So Bill Barr's father, right, his name was Donald Barr, was one of the two people that got Epstein his start doing his fuckery. Right. Because they hired him, like the guy didn't have a college degree, none of that bullshit. And they hired him to be a counselor, a teacher, some shit at Dalton School. Right. Well, William Barr's father, the guy who Leslie Wexner was part of that, the guy that Victoria's Secret guys. But Donald Barr, Bill Barr's father, was served at the headmaster at the Dalton School where Epstein ended up working. He was an American, according to Wikipedia, an American educator, writer, and Office of Strategic Services officer, CIA. That was the predecessor to the CIA. Weird that guy goes off to run a school in New York and that Epstein ends up with no qualifications, ends up landing a job there. And the next thing you know, he runs off and is doing the CIA operation.
Yeah.
Right. Go look at what's her name's father? Who's the chick that just got locked up here a year or so ago? Ghislaine Maxwell. Go look at Robert Maxwell. That dude was all tied in with the CIA and Mossad.
Yeah.
So of course it was a CIA Mossad operation.
Yeah. It's funny. It makes me think of Hunter Biden too. Who in their right mind in ever would give Hunter Biden, you know, millions of dollars without his dad, you know, having some ties to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, hey, Hunter, you know, you're Hunter Biden, you're Biden's son here. Here's $1 million to go run this company you have absolutely no clue about. But we don't want anything from you. That's okay. But yeah, they've done it over and over again. I'm thinking of that, trying to think of that Tom Cruise movie where he was that pilot, based on a true story where he was a pilot traveling or shipping drugs overseas.
Yeah, that was the whole Mena, Arkansas story, American Made,
that's right, yeah. Yeah, same type of thing. The ends justifies the means with some of this stuff. Now, this is far worse than that, but.
Who was working in and around Mena, Arkansas? Who had a lot of influence down there?
Oh, back then, Clinton.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
And the CIA was, what were they doing down there? They were running drugs into the United States. Weird. Where do you think those drugs were ending up? South Central LA, Miami, all the fuck over the place. And then what'd you have? You had the Reagan administration and old Nancy come out. Hey, if someone in your family's using drugs, rat them out.
Yeah.
They were supplying the drugs. Dude, again, it's the government is fucking dirty.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's like, well, we're better than Russia. No, we're not. I'm not saying Russia's a good place. We just act like it. They're more upfront and open about it. Our government is dirty as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Weapons of mass destruction. Oh, weird.
Yeah, you caused all the problems. You know, they're the ones responsible for slavery in the first place. or the drug problems in the inner cities and all that stuff. You create a lot of these problems, or you exacerbate a lot of these problems, mm-hmm. and now you've got this administration up there acting like the saviors. It's typical government. Create a problem that you can fix later on. It's all it does, and it doesn't do us any good down here at all. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. That's why I think it makes a lot of sense, because everybody wants to see that black book of Jeffrey Epstein's. But if the CIA is involved, that means those tentacles reach. I mean, there's too many names involved and there's too much dirt. I'll bet you we would be, even you probably. I know you're more in the know than I am, but I'd be shocked. We'd probably all be shocked as American citizens to find out the games that are really being played. I mean, we watch like the TV show, the series Homeland, where they talk about the CIA. That was a pretty good series, actually.
Yeah.
But it shows all the sort of games and the manipulation and the chess matches that go on to get something done. I think we'd all be shocked to see what exactly is happening. Now, sort of like, did you watch that show at all?
I watched it for a little bit.
Would there be certain situations, like if you were to see the whole story about why they did this and did that and did this to get to this one person, would you be like, okay, that I get the point. Okay, I can see why you did that. Or would you still be like, and I'm not talking about Epstein, because I think that's wrong no matter what.
Right.
But like the drugs or like some of the plot lines.
If you do anything that violates our laws, anything that puts our people into harm's way, like funneling drugs into our inner cities, causing a crack epidemic, any of that? No, it's 100% wrong.
Yeah.
That's the problem with our, you know, I mean, go back to, remember Benghazi, right? Stevens and you had those guys get killed over there. Why were they over there? They were trying to get back weapons that we gave to Al-Qaeda. Like, we were literally fucking arming Al-Qaeda. And so they're back there trying to get back fucking weapons, right? Look at all the shit around the world we do. Again, 9/11, we had hijackers that were part of the CIA thing, right? What won't they talk about after 9/11? The Saudis' involvement in it. Yeah. You know, they were all up into it, fucking elbow deep into someone's ass on 9/11. Government won't come out with any of that, right? You know, they fucking... We know they have piles of more documents on the Kennedy assassination. Won't come out with any of that shit. So where do you know, when it's like, well, what would we do? They will do anything they can that benefits the fucking elite and the establishment. Again, it's not about benefiting, because we have to eliminate the whole thing of if this will benefit the American people, because they don't give two fucks about the American people.
Yeah,
it's all about benefiting the establishment, benefiting the elite and their power structure. Why? Because they're all compromised with their dicks and little fucking kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a QAnon person, but isn't it crazy that the whole QAnon conspiracy, that was like the big bottom line in it? Like, it's these international pedo rings, and we know they're fucking true. Like, it was true to some point.
Yeah. Yeah, there's truth in it. Yeah, it went off the rails with some parts. But I think that was probably, they probably looked at that like a good thing too, because when you can completely just talk and say this is absolutely ridiculous, you know, this and that and this and that, you deflect from the real issues, like the trafficking, the child trafficking, the sex trafficking. All that stuff is real. But QAnon talked about that stuff, and they were able to just basically say, oh, if you're, you know, all these QAnon theories and this and that, just completely discredit crap because of that. That same thing with the Nazis in the right wing, totally discredit the whole right wing because there's Nazis over here. But on the other side of the spectrum, when you talk about Antifa, well, those don't, you know, they're not part of they're not part of the left. They're not part of the Democrat Party. So yeah, it's crazy. And you think about the CIA and the things they get away with and the things they do on a global scale. Then you move down to the FBI doing the same thing. And even like you were just talking about CIA here in the United States, but the FBI does the same things here in the United States, just on a local scale, the Gretchen Whitmer thing.
Oh, the FBI is international, bro. FBI is international. They're all over the fucking world doing shit.
Yeah, but they're quote unquote the ones that can operate inside the homeland.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And then you go down to the politicians where they're, you know, doing the same types of things between themselves, between the corporations, all that. It's this huge game that's being played. And meanwhile, we're down here we're just the ones sort of feeding the system a little bit, and they're the ones making sure they maintain the system to keep control.
You know, the mob always has a problem. The mob has to go out and collect money from people, right? Think about the fucking government mob. They just take it out of your paycheck. You never even fucking see it.
Yeah.
And if you don't let them take it out, they throw you in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Unless you're Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, then you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you're a billionaire, you're a corporation with ties. I mean, all of that. You've got enough money to pay for justice. You got OJ Simpson's dream team or whatever, you know, if it does not quit, you must have quit. If you got the money for it, yeah, it doesn't matter. But if you're just the average Joe Schmo, you better pay your crap. Plus, they've got the Fed now rolling out pretty soon, where they're it's going to give them easy access to be able to take whatever you owe, regardless. And they don't give a crap if you can keep the lights on. They don't give a crap if you can feed the kids.
Yeah,
you got to feed the system. That's all that matters. So.
Yeah.
At any rate, that's kind of all my notes I had today. We already talked about that. Oh, one more thing. And I don't know how much you know about this anyway, but I was wondering about this the other day. Is we had talked about the Restrict Act 2-3 months ago. I don't even know how long ago that was a big deal. Do you know what has happened with that? Is that something, did they just decide that, hey, this isn't very popular, so we're just going to put it on the back burner for now? Is it something that went away, or is it something that's going to resurface with a shiny new picture on it for them? Because you haven't heard shit about TikTok. You haven't heard anything about the Restrict Act, none of that stuff.
Yeah, I think the Restrict Act kind of everybody lost their minds over it, so they backed off. But my understanding is like a lot of the censorship stuff that was in the government. Remember when you had that chick that was going around, she's at the Office of Disinformation and stuff, that they're still pushing ahead with a lot of that stuff. They're just not announcing it now. And they have that stuff baked into a bunch of the federal agencies, their misinformation, disinformation stuff. I mean, if anybody hasn't read the Twitter files, go read the Twitter files. They still come out with a new Twitter file every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's just insane the amount of, what they were doing, deplatforming people, all the they're the ones sowing the disinformation. And I hate those two it's misinformation, disinformation. It's a bunch of fucking nerds trying to distract us, right? It's a bunch of bullshit. That's what it all is. Bullshit and propaganda, right? Because what they label everybody for years that were talking, that questioned anything to do with the fucking, the COVIDian crisis, right? Oh, you're a misinformation, disinformation. Turns out all most of the shit was true. Right. So,
yeah. Well, it's such a stupid, both of them are both just stupid phrases, because the misinformation is coming hot and heavy from any direction you look these
propaganda
days. Yeah. Whether it's the mainstream misinformation, but that's not the misinformation or disinformation they're going after. They're going after us that are talking about these other things that don't quite fit the narrative, but it's coming from all directions. I mean, like I was talking about with the Russian coup and all that, it's really hard to get the real story, because there are, you got opinions flying around, and that's what news is too. And you've got a few people that are given facts, but you don't know who those people are that are given the facts. So it's really tough to get the truth these days with anything, whether it's from the mainstream media. I love Twitter because it really is that you go to Google, you go to the mainstream media, you're getting filtered. You're getting what you want. They want to get told. At least with Twitter, it's out there so quick that they can't really. And it seems like they're not filtering it as much as they used to, but they can't really filter it that quick. Well, so you can get that information and then look for it, more information down the line. But it's harder than hell. If you're just going to mainstream media or Google or search engines, it's harder to hell to find anything that's going to give you
why Twitter's so important right now, right? I'm a huge Twitter fan right now. It was
and Rumble, yeah.
Rumble's still a pain in the ass, because Rumble just it's a difficult platform to navigate. We can't do playlists, and all the stuff. Speaking of Rumble, hey everybody, if you're watching, dude, please hit the like button on this. It helps us so that we get pop up in the algorithm. Go smash the like button for this video. But when you get to on Twitter, when the Russian coup was happening, right? You were getting live video updates from people as the tanks were rolling by. Mm-hmm. Like you were getting up to the minute information, up to the second information on this is what's happening right now. And then you go on to the mainstream media and they're all, oh yeah. Even after the Prigozhin pulled out, you go to the mainstream media here. Oh no, it's still a coup. This is all happening, all this stuff. You're getting on the ground truth, on the ground information, right? When they had the whole deal going with Rogan and RFK Jr. and doctor that I'm not even calling him a doctor, right? Peter Hotez, the vaccine, the pro-vaccine, got money to help make COVID and all this shit guy. Like when that stuff was going on, dude, and that Peter Hotez would come out with some information, dude, people are going in there and dropping document like, hey, no, this is when he said this. This is when he said this. Like he's full of shit. It's a dumpster fire, right? Yeah. Like, and it's easy to get sucked in a little bit, but man, you're getting some really good. Once you learn how to search on it, once you put in your keywords that you're searching for and stuff, Twitter is some of the best information that is out there right now. Can the government get in there and do whatever the government does with people? Sure, they can get in there. But right now it's the best social media platform running where you get, if you're looking for information, you can find up to date current information. Like I said, they're not censoring. There's a lot of preparedness stuff on there. It's a really good place. If you go over there, hey, follow Mind, the number 4 and survival.com or whatever. You can find me over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the reason that there is all this battle against the misinformation and all that, because they want the news to be filtered through the mainstream media because to the mainstream media's credit a little bit, they can't just pop off and say whatever on the news, because then it would be a huge deal. So they do have to sort of vet information before they can put it out. But at the same time, vetting information to them probably means going through the right channels and making sure it's cleared with big pharma and politicians and all that. But that's why they want this sort of shut down and locked down, is because we do have access to that. If you're willing to look for it, we do have access to that information before it gets filtered and refined and turned into, whatever it gets turned into. And it makes things dangerous for them. So that's what they want to, that all over the world too. That's not just the United States. All of these different countries want to crack down on all this misinformation or all this information in general that we're all privy to, that is just dangerous because, us feebs aren't able to handle that much information.
They don't want you thinking, right? Like, that's dangerous. If the people think, that's one of my things where I'm thinking more and more about going down the road for the, doing ham, right? Because if anything does ever happen, they can't let the internet go on. They can't let Twitter, they can't let the internet keep happening when it's going down.
Yeah.
Because that sharing of information gives everybody, hey, this is the ground truth right now. And one of the things to look for too is when you look at some of these sources on the internet, look who they're funded by. Right? Look who gives them their money. It's like Wikipedia. Intel agencies, the federal government, that's who funds a lot of Wikipedia, right? So, weird that like it would ever talk shit about people. But look at who's giving people their money. But I think that's why more and more I'm looking where ham radio will be important, because it's the only way you're going to be able to get information, possibly, because I don't see how they let it keep going or how they don't shut down the sites that cause them problem, the Twitters and all that where people are actually getting somewhat of the truth out of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The only problem with that is how many people will adapt that, because it's convenience. Mm-hmm. It's convenient to just turn on the TV and get the news. It's not convenient to put an antenna on top of your roof and then turn on your ham radio and scan through channels and stuff like that. It's convenient to pick up your phone, your little tracking app in your pocket.
I think though, you have, with enough, I mean, it's not like preppers do a whole lot out of convenience, really, right? I mean, we do sometimes, but piling up cupboards full of food and doing all the other stuff we do, it's not convenient. And ham's probably less convenient than any of it, but I think it's important. Ranger Vault in the chat had said, my uncle was an FBI tech weenie for many years. He was part of several operations targeting corrupt politicians. He eventually quit and said the only ones they would ever arrest were the ones basically what he's saying here is the ones who were who aren't sufficiently loyal to or even more corrupt people, right? He goes, basically the FBI is a blackmail operation. That's right.
Yeah.
Right? If you get on board with what they say, they're not going to mess with you. If you run afoul of them, you don't follow in line with what they're saying, then they'll mess with you.
So it's the Capitol's secret police, basically. It's their own little police force.
It's the Stasi.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who they are.
Yeah.
Like, because they break the laws, and that's part of the problem with law enforcement these days across the board. Law enforcement does shit that they know. Like, we can't, the government, you know, and the people and everything, we can't make laws that keep up with the technology that they're developing. So they'll go, well, we might as well abuse it until we get told we can't, right? That's where you rely on law enforcement being morally above the curve and doing what's right, but they don't.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think I say this like every other freaking show, but the next decade or so is really going to be interesting, because the things that we're bitching about right now are going to seem like nothing.
Oh, buckle up, man.
Yeah. Compared to, you know, some of the things we say, who knows where that goes? Who knows what happens to Rumble? Who knows what happens to Twitter? I mean, who knows where the next place is before that gets shut down? And who knows if we even get to that point? I was saying this on my live show last week on my channel. If AI doesn't take us out first, destroy the world or become smarter than us and realize what a bunch of tools we are.
Well, I mean, dude, we're letting millions of mostly young, you know, in shape males, young 20, 30 something year old males, early 40s coming across the border looking for work. And have you seen that? Like, as of, I want to say it's as of January of this year, it's no longer a requirement that you have to be a citizen of our country to be a law enforcement officer. Like, you don't even need a green card. You can be here on a visa. I just looked it up. Like, I had a conversation about 2 days ago with a buddy. You can be here on a visa and become a cop. So how hard is it to, you know, when you look, if you go down the dystopian route of, hey, all you people that are here illegally, we'll give you jobs, path to citizenship. Hey, go start working on rounding up all these other people that are problem children. You know?
Yeah, like, yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. That's the video Jammer was talking about the other day on Redacted, was about the Great Invasion. There's like 300 Chinese. I don't know if it's per day or whatever. I can't remember what the number was, but coming in through the country. But it's sort of that same thing. You get all of us. What do they call it? MAGA, ultra MAGA people. Regardless, if you're not part of the narrative, then you're ultra MAGA these days. You get those types of people that are going to be subservient, that are going to be, that follow along, that are going to do whatever you want. That's the perfect type of group you want to sort of lead the, and, you know, not saying that they're going to, you know, take up arms or anything like that, but sort of push the rest out of the way.
Well, wait. I mean, how are they not going to take up arms you're here on some sort of, we'll give you a visa, you can be a cop. They'll give them the arms.
Yeah,
this might be totally nutso with what I'm saying, but dude, they're setting up the foundation for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. I absolutely think so. So, it's the World Economic Forum game plan. I mean, we're watching it, regardless whether it's the World Economic Forum at the forefront. Or if it's, you know, like Greg Abbott down in Texas, who is part of the World Economic Forum, whether people know that or not, it is those people, their little minions they've got all over the globe that are putting these sort of pieces in place. If you look at their game plan, everything that you see going on in all these different countries are all, I mean, they've got them all listed out at the World Economic Forum. So convenient, or I mean, not convenient, coincidence, I guess it's possible, but it's
how many things have been coincidental that had like lately that ended up just being a coincidence rather than being, oh no, that wasn't a coincidence. It was like all tied in, like legit. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That sub very well could be, but I still have my doubts about that. That could have been, I don't know.
How are they going to crush a sub?
That was just,
There was enough shit that happened last week that they were covered when it came to distraction shit. The sub just was like, oh, hey, here we go. We got one.
Yeah.
right? Like this, like here's something that actually happened. Let's run with it, you know, and let's, oh, hey, don't let anybody know that it actually, that we know that the sub got crushed on Sunday. Let that go to Thursday. Yeah. Look at all the shit. Like, dude, I got a list. I made a list of all the shit that happened in that week. It was nuts. Right. Did you know that the Russian defense minister came out? I think it was on Monday and said that, you know, the Ukrainians have plans to use the HIMARS and the Storm Shadow rocket systems and stuff to strike Russian territory, which Russia came out and said that that would be considered a full scale involvement of the US and UK.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're American weapons.
Yeah. Cause we're supplying them with weapons that we know. Cause the next, we keep upping it, right? Like part of the deal, remember when Trump got impeached, part of that was they were trying to get the anti-tank weapon systems from him. Right. Some of our infantry man portable anti-tank weapon systems. And he's like, and he was pushing back on, which we ended up giving them, and which has really tuned up the Russian military, their tanks and stuff. It has hammered them. But then we've given them, oh, we're never going to give them Patriot missiles. Give them Patriot missiles. We're not going to give them HIMARS systems, right? These multiple launch rocket systems are really badass. Give them the HIMARS rocket system. We're not going to give them F-16s. Watch, we're going to give them F-16s here. The problem is it takes years to train people how to use that to where you have leadership and everybody's all working together. We're bringing them back to the U.S. and training them in Poland and shit.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We spin them up for 3, 4, 5, 6 months and then send them back. They're not ready. That's why they're getting smashed out still. Right? The Ukrainian thing is, it's a really bad, bad war, besides the fact that, you know, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are getting needlessly slaughtered in this fucking political gamesmanship that's going on. But that it's literally setting up Turkey, when the whole Russian thing was going down, the Russian coup thing, Turkey's like, yeah, we'll come in and support you. Like they were talking about supporting Russia and like helping against their coup. This is like when you start looking at all these different countries, they're like, we'll jump in, we'll do this. It's how World War I got started. And let's not forget, World War II was the continuation of World War I. Right. We're on like some really bad territory here. And the people that are it came out again that we shut down peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, trying to get on the peace table. We shut that shit down with the Brits. Right. So we keep pushing it. We're the problem here. We are the one caught. Is Putin an evil fuck? Yeah. Should he have invaded? Probably not. But at the same time, dude, we're losing our minds right now. We got people, watch the news. They got so much going on, but watch the mainstream media. They keep talking about China. Hey, can you believe China's going to be putting a base possibly in Cuba, 90 miles off our coast? Oh, now let's flip that. If you're Russia, can you believe that the United States is going to put bases and put kinds of shit? I mean, we know we put bio labs in fucking Ukraine.
Yeah.
But literally on their border, not even 90-mile buffer of water, on their fucking border. That's what we're talking about with Ukraine. And then we're like, oh, what? The Chinese can't do it to us, but we can do it to fucking every other person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
We're America.
And there's more and more countries talking about getting involved if something fucking happens. It's this, go read on the history, go read on the start of fucking World War I and see how all that shit fucking materialized.
To me, it seems like I can't fathom how Russia hasn't, declared that we are involved in this stuff. To me, it's like a WWF fight, right? Where you got the two guys in the ring, but every time Russia comes over towards the other guy's side of the ring, the guys on the outside of the ring are putting them in a chokehold, the guys that are interfering and all that stuff. So you got the United States, the UK, all these Western countries on the outside of this ring. And meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine are inside fighting. And anytime Russia gets too close to the other side, they pop them over the head with a chair or, whatever. Well, I can't see how the United States, how Russia hasn't said, you know what? Bullshit. You guys are the reason this is still going on.
Well, I mean, this has been the game plan
I'm not defending them either.
No, I got you. But this is the game. Like, dude, we know that they had Russian advisors in Vietnam, right? That Russians were part of the whole let's torture American prisoners and get information about them. Like, this is the fuckery that both sides keep playing, have played over and over again throughout the years with all these wars, right? The difference being we're sitting on Russia's border right now. The difference being in 2014, we backed a coup. We made a coup. Speaking of coups, right? The Russian coup, we made a coup happen in Ukraine and we toppled the government. And we got our leadership in there. Victoria Nuland is on tape, video, whatever the fuck you want to call it, going, no, these are the people we're going to put in charge, right? And then the breakaway republics, the Donetsk, said, fuck you, we're not part of you. We wanted the guy that was in there. And now that you turned him over, we're not going to join. We're going to go do our own thing. They had a peace treaty. The peace treaty was violated by Ukraine attacking the Donetsk, the three breakaway republics, and they kept ratcheting shit up. And finally, Putin says, all right, fuck it, we're going in. Right? I mean, yeah. Dude, we've done this. Dude, think about Vietnam. Right, what are we doing? Oh, we got to go save the world from commies, which I have no problem. Commies are fucking evil bastards, right? We got to go save the world for commies. I can't think of the guy that was running the North, Vietnam. He wanted to be an ally of ours. We told him, fuck off, we're backing the French. And every time we turn around and the French look at us, if we turn our back on them a little bit, like they don't like something we're doing, they stick a dick in our ass. Every time for these fucking French. Right. Remember yeah. Libya back in the 80s, they wouldn't let our planes fly over to go bomb Libya after they did some shit.
Yeah.
Right. Like they fuck the French.
Yeah. Yeah.
But over and over again, we play these kingmaker games around the world. And it comes back and bite us in the ass. That's what's happening in Ukraine right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that all turns out too. Cause I honestly thought that it would be that Ukraine would have fallen by now, but I mean, I don't know, maybe it's almost like the United States and these other countries are putting just enough, you know, chips on the table to keep everything going and going. But, and it also surprises me that Putin is sort of kind of chill about the whole situation.
Well, so here's the thing,
I mean that rhetorically, but
Putin hasn't committed like he has the Wagner group in there, right? They're all, you know, they're all contractors. And then he throws a bunch of his prisoners, the political prisoners, like, hey, if you want to get out of prison, go fight for 6 months. You survive. We'll let you go.
Yeah.
Right. He hasn't put a lot. And in the meantime, I'm told he's been training up his troops. Russia has a bunch of problems, right? There's still Russia took the brunt. People like we get so full of our stories about World War II and righteous. The great Americans did. D-Day was legit. Like all the shit they did in World War II, the Americans did. It was some legit shit. But I want to say Russia lost like 12 million people in World War II, right? Like they fucking paid a huge price for fucking in World War II. And then they're still doing things the same way. Like if you watch any of those Russian World War II movies, right? Where, oh, you get the gun, you get the bullets. When that guy gets shot, you pick up his gun and then you shoot, right? They had no problem like mass slaughtering their own people to go wipe out some Germans. It's still kind of their mindset. I was talking to the buddy this week about it. And he's like, yeah, the Russians, like when we go to basic training and go to the army, you go get your basic training stuff. And then everybody kind of goes to wherever you're getting trained up for your specific shit. In the Russian military, it's all done at the unit level. There's not like a great cohesion. We saw when the Russians kicked this off, they totally overestimated their abilities. Here's the deal though. The Russians have been fighting this war now for 15 months. The Ukrainians are doing well. I mean, for the size of the military, the Ukrainians are some hard ass fucking fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we've given them a lot of equipment. And remember, the Russians are trying to go forward. And so they're moving into this, all this technology that we've given the Ukrainians and stuff like that. So it's really hard for the Russians to advance on this shit, but it's also hard for the Ukrainians. Man. That's why it's this kind of this huge attrition war. But I don't know. We have great technology and we have great troops, but our shit for the last 20 or 30 years has been focused on fighting an asymmetric warfare, right? We're focused on fighting insurgencies and these more low intensity conflicts. What's happening over in Ukraine and Russia right now is a fucking straight up fucking slugfest.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how well we'd fare in that kind of shit these days. You know, we tend to think we do good because we base shit on that we fought, you know, the Iraqis. I don't know. Maybe the Russians aren't as good as the Iraqis were. I don't know. But it's a completely different fucking battlefield that's happening over there today than what we've experienced in decades. And I don't know that we're 100% ready for that kind of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, I don't, as Americans, we all tend to have this because we're so entertained. We all have this sort of Hollywood Red Dawn type, you know, type mentality about all this stuff. And reality is far different than any Hollywood script. So and you can get a good idea about how something is going to unfold, but you really don't know until you're like into it. So yeah, it would be completely different than, I mean, the first Iraq, the shock and awe. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Oh, the Gulf War?
Being an American sitting here watching it on TV.
That's part of the problems, like with what we're doing with the Ukrainians, right? Like, we're talking about giving them the F-16s. We're not going to give them like brand new fucking fresh off the line F-16s.
Yeah.
We'll give them a plane that has old technology in it because we don't want to cough up our new tech. We're not going to let them have that. But that's what happened with the Russians, right? The Russians got a bunch, like everybody's talking about, with the Iraqis. Back in the first Gulf War, the Iraqis have all these T-72s. Yeah, the Russians sold them a bunch of T-72s. They didn't sell them their targeting systems and their optics packages and all that. So they went to the French and bought a bunch of garbage from the fucking French. Probably not the best shit the French had. So I think it was the Battle of 22 Easting or something like that, this big tank battle that they had, and the Americans just decimated the Iraqis. The Iraqis couldn't see our troops. They couldn't see our tanks. Our technology could see theirs. I mean, that's one of the advantages we still have. But at the same time, it's a fucking mess. Again, we're bitching about the Chinese being in Cuba, possibly setting up shit in Cuba. And then somehow we don't apply that same methodology to fucking Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah, yeah. Ranger Vault in here was talking about, or no, it was Harv, talking about how China shouldn't be in Cuba in the first place. Yeah. And yeah, that is true. But Brian's 100%. Point as well is true also, is what's good for them should be good for us as well. So why is one side okay and the other side is not? Because we are the protectors?
Well, we should at least look at it when we're moving in to do that shit and going, hey, if somebody moved in onto, like, if Russians started, you know, hanging out and setting up bases on the Mexican border, maybe the Canadian border, how would we react to that?
Yeah,
but we don't. The media and our leadership doesn't apply that same logic when it comes to what we're doing to fucking Russia.
Yeah.
So again, dude, I mean, nobody forced. I don't know. Force is the right word. Dude, this Putin fucking shouldn't have invaded a fucking sovereign country. And at the same time, a lot of it comes because we are playing fuckery over there.
Yeah. 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 And it's not like we shouldn't react, because we should. That's right on our borders, and we should take it seriously. Sure. But at the same time, like you were talking about, the media and everybody can't expect, you know, can't just assume. Why are they so upset that we've got, you know, basically we control the whole South China Sea and all that?
You got a fucking maniac like Putin over there, and all of a sudden he sees a bunch of shit happening on his border or in a country that's bordering him.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy's already fucking unhinged. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, and a guy that's in the know as far as how the game is played. You know, the behind the scenes bullshit. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to mention this earlier and I forgot, but I've been working on the new bug out location. I'm working on, it's bug out location 3.0. It started as the Survivalist Prepper Academy, then turned into the bug out location. And this one is the newest one. I've got a group that I just set up too, which is members.survivalistprepper.net, which is a really cool group of preppers that are just starting out, preppers that have been doing this for a while. As a matter of fact, most of the people in there are a bunch of us that have been doing this for a while. So to get some new blood in there would be kind of nice. That way we can kind of teach and stuff like that. But a really fun, really cool group. And the new bug out location, I mentioned this on my show, is going to be more geared. It's going to be less geared towards the beginning prepper. I'm still going to have those courses and everything. But it's going to be for people all along their preparedness journey. So people like us that have been doing this for a while, a lot of people that listen to this show have been doing this for a while, a lot of people that listen to my show. So I want to do something for a bunch of, you know, for everyone. So a lot of resources, a lot of less about the courses. I mean, the courses are a part of it too, but less about the courses, more about getting that information to help you become better prepared. Some of the more advanced topics, that group, that's why I love the group so much, because if there are questions about battery banks or wells or, you know, things like that, those things that us preppers that have been doing this a while talk about, where the whole what kind of Mylar bag I should use, probably isn't in our conversations too much. But the higher end conversations, those are the ones that are that I'm trying to incorporate into the bug out location. So one more time, Brian's been popping that up on the screen, thebugoutlocation.com. But the group is members.survivalistprepper.net. Really fun group. You know, check it out if you can. You can get a 7-day free trial. $2 a month helps support the show, helps us continue to do what we're doing and all that. But I wanted to mention that before we got out of here. Unless you have anything else, I've been out of stuff. Then we started, went down the Ukraine thing. But I think, unless you've got something else,
I'll be on Grumpy Acres Farms YouTube channel. Grumpy Acres Farm YouTube channel Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, are you?
So go check them out. Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. I'm going to have to reschedule my video on Thursday because I usually have mine coming out at that same time, and I want to watch you guys. So anyone watching this and expects me on Thursday night at 6, I might do it an hour early this week. That way I can jump on and watch Brian and Grumpy Acres. Really cool dude. Brian and I did a show with him and Tag from Life Done Free a couple weeks ago. Really fun show. Really smart guys. Really cool guys. Grumpy just sent me some of him and his wife do prepackaged freeze-dried food.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He just sent me some of it. I'm going to try it out and do a video and all that. So, with that, I think we are out of here. Everyone, a lot of people in the chat tonight. Denise is still here. Thanks for joining in, Denise. Hope everything's going better. Harv, Ranger, Brandon, Jammer, all you, everyone else here. Beth, I'm trying to think of everyone here, but all I got is like 10 names in front of me. So, but appreciate you all joining in tonight. I think we're close to actually 100 live viewers right now. So that's pretty cool. Or we were.
Pretty awesome. Thanks, guys. Glad you all showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it, everyone. Everyone listening to the podcast, appreciate you guys all your support as well. Until next time, take care and prepare. We'll talk to you all later.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Survival Preppers. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us on YouTube for our weekly live shows. For more information or to connect with Duff and Dale, visit thesurvivalpreppers.com or thebugoutlocation.com for members-only content and prepping courses. See everyone next time.